picture back to your mom and dad, and let us turn to John chapter 10. The I am statements of Jesus. If you remember, last time we talked about Jesus who claimed to be the good shepherd. And being a shepherd is not easy because some sheep are stubborn, some sheep are wandering all the time, some sheep are just prone to stray. And Jesus showed that he was a good shepherd. We didn't read this chapter, but I hope you had a chance to read John chapter 9, one of my favorite, where Jesus saw a man who was blind, so he couldn't see where he was going. From his childhood, he was blind. And now he was a grown man, and he still couldn't see. Jesus said, "We've got to take care of you." So Jesus healed him, and that got a reaction from the Pharisees, the teachers of that time. They were supposed to be shepherds. They were supposed to celebrate this amazing healing in this man's life. But instead, they got all on his case. They did not believe that he was really healed. And when they found out it was Jesus that healed him, they were even more stubborn. And they were not good shepherds at all. And they could care less for this poor sheep. And they ended up throwing him out of the temple because he was like, "I don't know who this man was that healed me. All I know, I was blind, but now I see." Yeah, those who claimed to be a shepherd was not taking good care of their sheep. So John connects those two events and he says, to the Pharisees, "Very truly," this is beginning in John 10, verse 1, "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by any other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Now, Jesus used this as a figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but sheep do not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, we open wide our doors. We open wide our hearts, and we welcome everyone to come and to gather in this space. If you're thinking about, hoping for, and praying for a place to belong, we pray that you find that place right here, that there'll be something about coming here that you feel like, "I've come home. I belong. I'm warmly welcomed. I belong here in this gathering." Now, if you look around, we have all different kinds of sheep. Sheep come in all different sizes and shapes. Sheep have all kinds of temperaments. We have gentle sheep. We have excited, happy sheep. We have stubborn sheep. All different kinds. But if you're here and you're visiting with us, maybe you remember this not too long ago. Do you remember the first time that you drove into this parking lot and walked in through these doors, and you maybe had that feeling, you weren't quite sure, how do I go in? Do I go in through that door or this door? How do I go in? And you weren't quite sure, but eventually you found your way. And then you find that into this sanctuary, we have different doors that you need to walk through. And you came in and you settled in. And it didn't take you long maybe to realize that it's more than just showing up and spending about an hour and then going home back to your own thing. But you realize that there is something more going on here. And you discover that what we really want here is more than just for your body to fill up pews, but we want something more. It may dawn on you that getting into this space, which is accessed by many doors, that this isn't really the final destination. It's sort of a holding space. It's a place where sheep gather, if I can use that analogy. And yet there's another door that we have to access to experience a relationship that matters the most. Everything that you have been hoping for in your life, every longing that you've had, every event in your life that compelled you to come and enter into this space, you found that just by walking through a certain door, and you discover this is everything I've been looking for. On this side of the door that we walk through, we grow together, we worship together, we laugh together, we learn the life-transforming truth of God's Word together. We do life together. And we want everyone that walks into this worship space to feel welcomed, to feel not only that you can be here if you must, but we want you to be here. We long for you to be here. We need you to be here. Whatever God is doing in your life will somehow impact my life. That's the attitude that we have. And that attitude is generated in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want everyone to meet the Shepherd himself, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the one who claimed to be the Son of God and who invites us to come and have a relationship with him. And that result of meeting him, not just as a person, a historical figure, but as the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Shepherd. That's really why John wrote this book. He said, I wrote this. All the signs that I have written about in this book are for the purpose that you may know in an intimate way and believe in Jesus Christ. That all that he claimed to be, you'll find to your full satisfaction to be exactly as he claimed to be. And what does Jesus claim? He claims, I am the door or the gate for the sheep. To help his listeners understand, in an agrarian culture, in other words, there's a bunch of sheep farmer there that knew exactly what he was talking about when he said, I am the gate to the sheep pen. And Jesus describes this place, and it was a place very familiar. It's a shepherding analogy that he uses, like a shepherd. I have a safe place for you. You come into this sheep pen, and you will be safe. I'm going to take care of you. There are walls around this, and there is only one way to get in, and any kind of enemy cannot come in and destroy the sheep. Jesus said, All my sheep come here. I take care of them. And as we go out into the wilderness, as we talked about shepherding last week, he leads them out and he takes care of them every step of the way. And the flip side of that, those who are his sheep know his voice. You know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior because he has called you and have responded. It's called voice recognition, and sheep know their master's voice. And when he calls, they come to him. And Jesus, what he's doing here is making that distinction between himself as the true shepherd and the false shepherd as represented in that point in time by the Pharisees, those who said they were leading God's people, taking care of them, but they weren't. Jesus says, watch out for false shepherds. They are like wolves in sheep's clothing. They acted like shepherds. They look like shepherds. They smell like shepherds, but they are fakes. Jesus calls them thieves and robbers. Anyone else who is not representing me and pointing others to me is a fake shepherd. They're in it for themselves. They just want the sheep for their own power and their own gain. They destroy the flock rather than care for it. In Jesus' analogies, that little sheep pen with a gate, there would be a watchman there. And the watchman will let the true shepherd come in. And he'll open up the gate for the sheep. And the shepherd that comes calls his sheep, and they know him, they hear his voice, and they come to him. The parallel is not real obvious. I'll spell it out right now. This is about people and not sheep. People are like sheep. Which ones are his? How do you know who belongs to the true shepherd? Well, Jesus said earlier in our very first scripture passage, Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will not turn away. So those who belong to Jesus are brought to him by the Father. They hear the shepherd's voice, they come to him, and Jesus does not turn them away. Jesus enters this sheepfold as a true shepherd. The Pharisees, of course, again I say, were the thieves and the robbers. They were trying to jump over the wall, take advantage of the sheep. They don't care for them. They enter through the other way. They'll either dig their way under the wall, jump over the wall, try to get in there, and they want to lead the sheep away. The Pharisees and others who are listening didn't catch what Jesus was saying. In our passage, we see that Jesus used this as an illustration, but they didn't understand what he was saying. That is a distinction. Those of you who hear the word of God, you know, pray that you understand, and the Holy Spirit will lead us to understand what the word of God has to say. Others may sit under the sound of the teaching all day, and they might learn things about following this shepherd, but they don't really hear his voice. But Jesus said, he makes it more explicit. He says, I'm going to spell this out for you. I am the only way. I am the door. I am the gate. That is a divine claim. Jesus is claiming to be the I am, to be God himself, the one who calls the sheep to come to him, the one who then becomes their shepherd and leader in life. Jesus repeats his claim to be the gate in verse 9. It says that whoever enters through him will be saved. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. You come to Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And only by coming to Jesus Christ will you be saved. It what rankles the theological convictions of religions around the world. How can you be so exclusive? Well, because that's what the Bible says. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Peter says in Acts 4, verse 12, when he was making a witness for Jesus Christ in front of those who were opposing him, he said, salvation is found in no other. No one else. There's no other name under heaven given to man than by which we may be saved. And we must be saved. No one can be saved or enter into this sheepfold except through that one door of Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He alone provides the protection and the security that his sheep need. You come to Jesus Christ, he will take care of you. Does that mean you're going to have an easy life? No. Does that mean you're not going to have trials and temptations? No. Does that mean you're going to get everything that you want in life? No. But Jesus Christ is going to give you what you need. He's going to provide for everything that you and I need all the way. He's going to give us protection. Within the walls of this sheepfold, you can lie down in safety. You don't have to worry about the storm that's coming in life, being it a real storm or a metaphor for a storm. There's going to be hard times coming. Don't worry about it. You can rest because Jesus Christ takes care of his sheep. When Jesus says, I am the gate, he doesn't just offer life. He offers life to the full. In the shelter of his sheepfold, you will not only survive and eke out a living. You're not just going to survive and make it through life. You're going to thrive in the midst of life. There's going to be joy there as you experience this relationship with the Father. Is there any other way? I can't think of any other way. I have to sometimes remind myself of a time in my life where I said, no, I'm going to try to find this on my own. Jesus is a good thing, I think, but I'm going to do it Anson's way. And I'll tell you, from the moment that I got down on my knees and I said, Jesus, I hear your voice calling me, he has not disappointed me once. Oh, I'm a stubborn sheep. I'm a hard sheep sometimes to deal with, but Jesus Christ takes care of me. That's my own testimony. But I also see that in the life of true lambs of his. I see people walking through difficult things in their life. And what sets them apart from just anybody having a hard time is their trust in the shepherd, Jesus Christ. Hey, listen carefully. You know that there is another way that we can travel in life. Jesus even mentions this in his Sermon on the Mount. And the entrance to that way boasts a very large door. And everyone is welcome there. And on the entrance to that big door, there is that saying, you are welcome here. It doesn't matter what you believe. You can come in here and you'll be okay. We can peacefully coexist. Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, Jews, come on in. Taoists, Jehovah Witnesses, Mormons, New Agers, non-believers. Everyone is welcome here. Just live your life the way you want. You are welcome here. But you realize when you step through that door, that was a lie. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 says, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, But small is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. My dear people, Jesus stands. He stands at the door of the churches, and he says, I am the door. I'm knocking at the door. If you hear my voice, open the door. I will come in and eat with you, and you with me. If anyone in the church walks through that door, Jesus Christ, he, she, they will be saved, and they will go in and find pasture, and Jesus will make sure that he gets us through life. A couple of things I just want to say by conclusion. And I mean this with all my heart. Number one, pray for pastors. It's a calling of Christian pastors to teach sheep to come to Jesus Christ, to run away from the voice of the deceiver, to defend the faith. In the faithful preaching of the word, sheep ought to be able to hear the voice. That is a high calling. It's a weighty responsibility. Pray for your pastors and elders and leaders of the church. This needs to be the place where everyone is welcomed. But everyone is welcomed not to do as he or she wants, but welcomed to understand the Word of God more fully. Pray, pray, pray for your pastors. Nothing destroys or poisons the wells more than when leaders in church settings stray. Because if Satan can get at the heart of the pastor, it affects everybody in the church. That's weighty. Pastors need prayer. Second, by way of application, Jesus is calling. Can you hear the voice of the shepherd? Jesus is the only door to life itself. You may have come here today into one of the many doors. Maybe you're still trying to figure out if this Christian way is all it claims to be. Maybe you're coming here out of custom and habit. There's something that draws you here, but you've never met the shepherd. But this space, being here, is not the main point. You must walk through the only door that is Christ. In him, you're going to find life, and you can find it to the full. At school or work, wherever you go, whatever God calls you to do, it's amazing how varied that is. He wires everybody together a little bit differently. But the collective whole is that we find abundant life, not only just so we can get through to the next paycheck, the next year, the next event in our life, but that we can walk through life with our heads held high, to have the abundant life, to proclaim Jesus Christ. I don't know if you know the joy that Peter and the apostles felt when in the face of persecution he said, there is no other name under heaven by which we may be saved. And there was joy in that, and they were not sad that they were beaten. That's why Paul and Silas could sing in the prison when they were, because they named the name of Jesus and introduced a slave girl to Jesus Christ, and a woman who was rich and wealthy, and she found Jesus Christ there, and a Philippian jailer who ended up wanting to take his life, but he found Jesus Christ there. That brings joy to a person's life. Can you hear the voice of the shepherd? Final application. Pray for your pastors. Hear the voice of the Savior. Now, we all have experience. We all know someone who may be lost. I'm not the judge. I'm not the best judge of who is actually wandering or not. But if somebody is not here today, and you know they haven't been here for a while, or you have a relative or somebody else who hasn't quite heard the voice of the shepherd, apart from the fellowship of God's people and away from the authority of God's word. Sheep are very vulnerable. There are wandering sheep everywhere. There may even be some here today who are susceptible to wandering from the voice of the shepherd. The picture of our text is that of a sheep going in and out of the fold, of that place of safety. And Jesus tells of a shepherd in another passage of had 100 sheep. And that one sheep that was lost and wandering was so near and dear to the shepherd's heart that he left the 99 in the safety of the fold to go find that one little lamb that was lost. And when he found that lamb, he picked that lamb and he brought that lamb home again. And he rejoiced and he celebrated and there was gladness in his heart. And isn't that what the scripture says too, that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one who is lost than is found? That doesn't mean that God doesn't care. He's equally there. He's sharing a table of plenty with those who are his. But oh, the joy in his heart when that one sheep comes home. So I challenge you, go to them. Pray for that lost sheep. Maybe before you even go out and talk to that sheep, pray, pray, pray. What do you pray? Pray Psalm 23 for them. Jesus, the shepherd, with me forever. And pray that he can lead you, he can guide you. Pray Psalm 23 for them, but go there. There's only one way to have a full and happy life, and that is to come to the shepherd. There's only one gate in which we can find the abundant life that we all so long for, and that is in Jesus Christ. Enter to him through him and have eternal life. Amen. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us. For we need you to help us find our way. Come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There is no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle shepherd, we stand before you, the door to safety and security, thanking you. Thanking you for showing us the way. Thank you for reaching out to us even when we were lost. Thank you for finding us. Thank you for opening the door and welcoming us into the safety of your fold. By your grace, we pray for those who may be lost, who are wandering in darkness. May they hear your voice. May they turn to you. May they see something attractive in our life, seeing how we are contented sheep in the care of our shepherd, and may it draw them to you. May those following thieves and robbers recognize the lie and run away from anything that turns sheep against you. Oh, Father, gentle shepherd, come and lead us. We need your help. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's say thank you in the giving of the tithes and our offerings. Just a special note, we're receiving an offering for Resonate Global Missions. And today only, there is